Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The group said they were not given honorable discharges even after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, and that had a negative impact on their lives. The Pentagon's now agreed to a settlement that, pending approval from a judge, would allow those denied an honorable discharge to be eligible for immediate review for upgrade. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In the Tibet region of western China, a magnitude 7.1 earthquake. China says at least 32 people were killed. McDonald's says it's ending some of its diversity practices. The fast food titan citing the 2023 Supreme Court decision outlawing affirmative action in college admissions. This is ABC News. Mark. Canada will be getting a new leader. Justin Trudeau announcing he's stepping down as Liberal Party leader and as prime minister once a replacement is named. Canada has been the target of President-elect Trump's barbs.
Trump has been goading Canada for some time. He certainly attacked the finance minister, the deputy prime minister, when she stepped aside, taking to social media to condemn her and saying essentially good riddance. But again, mocking Canada as the 51st state and Justin Trudeau as its governor.
ABC's Ian Pannell. The Air Canada flight was landing at Halifax when one of the landing gears failed. Passenger Steve Maher.
And all of a sudden there was this big rattle and rumble throughout the plane. And then that quickly turned to sparks. Now the left engine was being dragged across the runway. Fire was just outside the window.
The plane coming to a lopsided stop. Emergency crews dousing it with fire foam. 72 passengers and crew exiting unharmed. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a mix of clouds and sun and a high of 25. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 7. Wednesday, partly cloudy and a bit cooler, a high of 20. Wednesday night, mostly clear and cold, a low of 5. Thursday, partly cloudy, turning milder for the afternoon. A 30% chance of snow showers late at night Thursday, and 27. A high near 30 on Friday, with a 30% chance of some light snow showers. Right now in Richland Center, we have winds around 2 miles per hour, and that's after an earlier this morning reading of 6. We are down from that. It is 3 degrees in Richland Center. That's how it goes weather-wise today. The day is Tuesday, January 7th, and it is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
So proudly we have at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
sun shine bright and it would be shining still. But they all started turning on each other. You see, the poets thought the dancers were shallow, and the soldiers thought the poets were weak. And the elders saw the young ones as foolish, and the rich man never heard the poor man speak. And one by one they ran away with their made-up minds to leave it all behind. And the light began to fade in the city on the hill. The city on the hill. Each one thought that they knew better, but they were different by design. Instead of standing strong together, they let their differences divide. And one by one, they ran away with their made-up minds to leave it all behind. And the light began to fade in the city on the hill. Searching still. But it was the rhythm of the dancers that gave the poets life. It was the spirit of the poets that gave the soldiers strength to fight. It was the fire of the young ones. It was the wisdom of the old. It was the story that made it to be told. It is the rhythm of the dancers that gives the poets life. It is the spirit of the poets that gives a soldier strength. It is the fire of the young ones. It is the wisdom of the old. It is the story of the poor man that's needing to be told. One by one will we run away with our made-up minds to leave it all behind. As the light begins to fade in the city on the hill. One by one we'll be run away with our made-up minds to leave it all behind. As the light begins to fade in the city on the hill. The city on the hill.
Come home.
And the Father's calling still. City on the hill. Come home.
Good morning. We start the day in a positive way with the Light in the Milk House show and Casting Crowns. City on the Hill. Before that, our national anthem from Alabama. Hello, friends. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. After hitting the pillow last night, it was good sleeping weather. I'd snuggle up there last night, but out and about with a slap of reality in the face this morning with the cold temperatures, some sub-zero wind chills at times today. We're at 3 above zero at the WRCA studios in Richland Center, and getting ready for the day. It's going to be a little warmer today, so we'll see how that goes and responds today, but it's all what you're used to. Yesterday, I thought, well, the weather's not too bad out here, although we won't see. Let's see, the next time we'll be close to getting up toward 32, maybe by Saturday or Sunday. It'll be close, so that'll really feel like spring. Well, what do you expect for January 7th, I guess? Here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
This is what we're gonna do. Take the sun.
Merle Haggard and Roses in the Winter here on WRCO on this Tuesday. A reminder, a Red Cross blood drive will be held at Baraboo High School today from 9 until 2. You can visit the Red Cross Blood Donor app or redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And Tech Help Tuesday. Here's what I need. Go to the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. There you go. A couple of community calendar reminders today. We'll check sports scores coming up. Here's Buck Owens. We're going to stop off for one more at Sam's Place.
There's a place down the street we call Sam's Place. It starts a-jumping every evening when the sun goes down. You can always find me down at Sam's Place, for that's where the gang all hangs around. There's old Chimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. They're playing country music down at Sam's Place, from the setting sun until the break of day. There's old Shimmy's shaking Tina. She hails from Pasadena. She always got a big smile on her face. There's old Hoochie Coochie Hattie. She comes from Cincinnati. Yeah, there's always a party at Sam's Place. And I'll meet you tonight at Sam's Place.
Sounds like a swinging place right there, I'll tell you what. Anyway, it is time to check sports scores, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. In boys basketball last night, Ithaca was a winner against New Lisbon, 85-40. It was Fenimore edging River Valley, 43-42. It was also Wazika Steuben over Boscobel, 52-36. Darlington, 73. Platteville, 53. Kickapoo over Wonewoc Center, 74-44. Lafarge, 58. Cashton, 37. All in boys basketball from last night. And Mauston over Montello, 79-41. Girls basketball, River Valley, 49. Fenimore, 43. It was River Ridge over Seneca, 67-19. Cashton beat Lafarge Youth Initiative, 56-14. Belmont over Dodgeville, 65-16. Iowa Grant, 63-41 over Benton. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds for his fourth triple-double of the season. Damian Lillard scored 25, and the Bucks beat the struggling Toronto Raptors, 128-104. Giannis needed three stitches to close a cut near the base of his right pinky, but returned to finish his third career triple-double against the Raptors, and the Bucks logged the win. Detroit over Portland, 118-115, Phoenix 109, and Philadelphia 99, Indiana over Brooklyn, 113-99, Orlando 103, New York 94, Memphis 119, Dallas 104, Chicago 114, San Antonio 110, Minnesota 108, the Clippers 106, and a final in two overtimes, Sacramento 123, Miami 118. The Badger men were in action last night. John Blackwell scored 21, Stephen Crowell added 18 and 10 rebounds, and Wisconsin defeated Rutgers 75-63. Blackwell made 8 of 15 shots with a three-pointer and all four of his free throws as the Badgers improved to 12-3, 2-2 in the Big Ten Conference. Memphis. Action from last night in college basketball elsewhere. Number 12, Houston over TCU, 65-46. And in the NHL, it was Buffalo, 4-3 over Washington. Montreal in overtime over Vancouver, 5-4. Colorado 3, Florida 1. New Jersey 3-2 over Seattle. That's an update on sports on this Tuesday morning, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
It is 3 degrees, 3 whopping degrees at 5:23. Let's warm up, shall we? It's aerobic polka time. Here we go, a one and a two.
Must my accordion come between you and me? Why don't you squeeze me, instead of squeezing your accordion? Go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your between you and me. Why don't you squeeze me, instead of squeezing your accordion? Go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your
Molly B and Ted Lang in the band, and the Squeeze Me Polka. Excuse me, I gotta catch a train here. Like the Milk Cow Show with Willie Nelson.
Casey Jones was a mighty man. Now he's rested in the promised land. The kind of music you can understand was an eight-wheel driver under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. As he rolled out the line, the farmer started to ring the bell. Everybody hung around to tell Casey Jones was coming to town on 6-8. He was flat on the ground. He made the freight train all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled out the line. Thank you.
sugar that was flat on the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line.
I'm sure back home in Sextonville, June was lip-syncing to that song. Oh, what a man my man is. That's Lynn Anderson here on the Light in the Milk House show. We're at a whopping 3 above 0. We're headed toward 25 later with a mix of sun and clouds. Yesterday's high was 23 here at the studios. The good morning time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Friday's supply and demand report could be farmer friendly. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Join us January 20th through the 23rd in San Diego, California for the Clean Fuels Conference. Featuring keynote speakers, industry expert panels, world-class networking opportunities, special events, and more. For event details, visit cleanfuelsconference.org. An Extension Ag economist suggests Friday's supply and demand report from USDA could be positive for corn and soybean prices. Chad Hart is with Iowa State University.
I'm leaning more towards the upside than the downside, just because when we look at usage, the weekly numbers have been supportive of that. When we look at the weather issues that we're seeing, that's somewhat supportive of moving prices, maybe a little higher here.
He tells Brownfield corn futures seem to be poised to move higher.
These prices have been trying to work their way up. Hopefully these reports will give us some continued incentive to keep seeing those higher and higher prices.
And Hart says he's anxious to see the latest projections for ethanol and export demand. That report comes out at 11 a.m. Central Time Friday. An ag economist says he does not expect Mexico to pull back on its purchases of U.S. corn, Greg McBride, director of brokerage for Allendale, says the recent dispute panel ruling that overturned Mexico's ban on GMO corn imports didn't have much of an impact on the grain markets.
We're not paying attention to it right now because it doesn't impact our exports to Mexico. It doesn't impact what they're planning on importing. They are still going to be a major importer.
He tells Brownfield
the corn that they were that they've been buying from us has been genetically modified, and they will continue to buy it that way. So it doesn't impact us, and it does keep up with the amount of demand we expect to get from them.
McBride says the country has shifted its non-GMO focus to its domestic production. Iowa has its first detection of highly pathogenic avian influenza for 2025. Iowa's Department of Ag and Land Stewardship says the disease was recently confirmed in a multi-species backyard poultry flock in Clinton County. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has put $306 million into avian influenza monitoring and preparedness. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield most of the funding announced Friday is not new money and is being used to bolster a possible future public health response.
It doesn't really matter if it's flu or not. The more often that we can get public health services out into farms, the better. And we know that not each county is created equal with their funding.
Paulson says any additional funding for rural county health departments to deal with avian influenza and other diseases will be welcomed. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cattle Con is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists for the week are higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface, and significant trade volume isn't expected until midweek or later. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and steer calves were $2 to $6 higher. Feeder heifers were $3 to $4 higher. Heifer calves were $2 to $7 higher. Feeders and calves saw instances of up to $15 higher in spots. The USDA says demand was good and quality and weigh-up conditions were much better than the most recent offerings. Feeder supply included 61% steers, medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 642 pounds, brought $298 to $322. Feeder steers, 651 to 698 pounds, brought $275 to $299. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 606 to 641 pounds, brought $258 to $275. Box beef closed higher and sharply higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choices up $1.86 at $327. Select closed 661 higher at 303.33. Estimated cattle slaughter was 109,000 head, down 14,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day mixed with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand overall for U.S. pork has been solid on the global market, but domestic demand has been very inconsistent. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 6 cents with a weighted average of $79.65. The Iowa Minnesota was 12 cents lower with a weighted average of $79.80. And the Western Corn Belt was down 18 cents with a weighted average of $79.65. Pork values closed lower, down $1.71 at $87.83. And estimated hog slaughter was 447,000 head, down 34,000 on the week and down about 22,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher optimistic about this week's direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed with concerns about long-term demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Hello, this is Rodney Frymore of Tim Slack Auction Realty LLC with auction results and upcoming events. We would like to thank everyone for your patronage in 2024 and wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. Hay sale results were large squares topping at $185 and large rounds at $95 per ton. Watch our website for more upcoming online auctions. For all your auction real estate needs, call 723-4020. This is Rodney Frymore. Have a wonderful day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are higher, expecting drier weather in parts of South America. March beans were up 6 at 9.97 and 3 quarters. May was 5 higher at 10.08 and 3 quarters. March corn was up 7 at 4.57 and 3 quarters. May was 7 higher at 4.65 and a quarter. Cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct trade. February live was up 115 at 195.20. April was $1.27 higher at 197.27. March feeders were up 137 at 265.55. And on spread trade and oversold signals, February hogs were down $1.12 at 79.65. April lean was up a dime at 85.87. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some ag-related takeaways from the UN Climate Conference today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The recent United Nations Climate Conference included a focus on the role agriculture has in climate. The group U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action plays up that role as the industry is seen as a potential mitigator of greenhouse gas emissions. CEO Kevin Burkham.
Our share of voice, frankly, pales in comparison to some other sectors. It's important for us to continue to go there, to be present, to be visible, to be loud with our voices, to share science and evidence that supports our point of view.
Pennsylvania farmer Marilyn Hershey is a USFRA board member.
We have a positive story to tell, but I think it's very important that we make sure that the messages that are out there are factual and not based on theory or based on an assumption.
And another USFRA board member, South Dakota farmer Michael Crinian, reflects on the landmark study I recently told you about concerning the potential for agriculture to address climate change.
So far, there's been a lot of very positive reviews. I'm hoping it'll continue that, and hopefully maybe it'll continue other things where agriculture can be even more greenhouse gas negative.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Raw milk testing ramps up. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A veterinary disease expert says more than half of the raw milk produced in the U.S. is now being tested for the H5N1 avian influenza virus. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield, progress is being made toward USDA's goal of testing all raw milk for the virus.
Over 50% of the cows that produce the milk for the United States are part of the surveillance program now. We're hoping for another large number of states to be announced this Wednesday. The big ones, California, Pennsylvania, New York, are part of this program along with many others.
States that have positive testing herds like Michigan and Colorado were some of the first states to implement the mandatory testing. Paulson says Wisconsin has no H5N1 positive herds, but is preparing for the mandatory milk testing. Paulson says the important thing to remember is pasteurization works, and the H5N1 virus is not a food safety hazard. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices were the exception, down a quarter of a cent to 74 and three quarters, one sale at that price. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2 cents at 194 with four sales. Cheese barrels went up 4.5 cents to 187 and a half, one sale at that price. Butter went up a penny and three quarters to 257 with seven sales recorded. Not-fat dry milk was up a quarter of a cent to 137, 11 sales recorded there. Overall, much more activity on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Monday as buyers look to replenish stocks after the holiday and perhaps stock up a bit before the big consumption day of Super Bowl Sunday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
A mix of sun and clouds today. We're headed toward a high of 25. Good morning. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour expected today. A low down to 7 tonight. Wednesday, partly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high of 20. East to northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. And right now we're at 3 degrees in Richland Center. That's how it goes weather-wise. We'll get Tony up with a actual look at the next few days and maybe a little bit of light snow toward the week. Weekend. So more about that straight ahead. Get those chores going again. Here's Lefty Frizzell.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. We'll make all the night spots, dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonk and make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark, we won't fool around. But if you run short of money, I'll run short of time. Cause you with no more money, honey, I've no more time. Drank beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the
Canes on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 4 degrees here in Richland Center on a Tuesday, the 7th of January. Drive carefully on your way out and about today. Some little animals running around out there this morning. I saw them from Sextonville. Here's Alabama.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing, song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Play it.
Alabama and the Song of the South here on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. Reminding you, A Grace will offer Bridges, a professionally led virtual grief support group, on Wednesday from 9:30 until 11 via Zoom. There is no fee for this program. If a participant's family member was in hospice care in the past 12 months, fees for others can be lowered or waived if needed. Pre-registration is required. Call 608-327-7110 with questions or to register. A reminder, the winter market will be held Wednesday, January 8th and January 22nd in Richland Center at the Community Center. The winter market will be closed January 15th and the 29th as well. And the Richland Center baseball team will be hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser coming up Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Phoenix Center. Costs will be $12 for adults, $5 for children 6 to 12, and free for those 5 and under.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like another quiet winter day shaping up around here with relatively seasonal temperatures, a few clouds drifting in with a weak weather system off to the west. And then tomorrow, cooler air filtering down from the north will knock our temperatures back 5 or 6 degrees, but still not too awful for January. We will see a weak weather system come into the area by Thursday night and Friday. That'll bring us a chance of a touch of light snow and flurries. Might be a light coating out there, so watch out for some slick travel, especially Friday morning. Behind that, quiet weather anticipated for Saturday. By Sunday, though, the next front rolling through could bring us just a bit of light snow or flurries. Again, moisture is lacking with these systems, so don't expect any great accumulations. Our forecast now for today, a mix of clouds and sun with highs in the mid-20s, northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, dropping down to 7. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high at 20. Northwest wind becoming westerly at 5 to 10. Wednesday night mostly clear, low at 5 degrees. Thursday partly cloudy, turning milder for the afternoon. High temperature 27. There is a small chance of snow showers coming in late Thursday nights. And then Friday mostly cloudy, relatively mild with a 30% chance of light snow showers through midday. Low at 17 with a high of 29 degrees. Saturday partly cloudy and seasonal. Low 14 with a high near 24. Sunday lots of cloud cover with some areas of light snow possible. Just small amounts, well under an inch expected. Low 13 with a high of 26. Monday breezy and colder. Flurries possible early, then partly sunny. Low 13 with a high near 20. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Present temperature 4 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Yesterday we topped out at 23 with a trace. We had sunshine and snow simultaneously yesterday. The record high, 53, was hit in 2003. Record low across the region, 29 below zero in 1887. Last year's high was 34 and the low 29. Sunset will happen at 4:42 this afternoon. This morning's sunrise around 7:34. Right now the air is calm and the barometer is at 30.07. On the upward swing a little bit. No precipitation today. We've been as low as 2. Right now 4 degrees on the positive side.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That winter storm that stretched across much of the lower half of the country blamed for 9 deaths now. Conditions worsened overnight as temperatures plummeted. Powerful Santa Ana winds hitting the West Coast today, raising the risk of wildfires. Red flag warnings up in Ventura County. A deadly earthquake in Tibet near Mount Everest. Here's ABC's Britt Clement.
The powerful earthquake killing dozens of people after it hit a remote area of Tibet on Tuesday morning. Tremors felt in Nepal as well as parts of India. Chinese authorities registered it as a 6.8 magnitude.